This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Sandra Rouse, R-O-W-S-E, date of birth 7/15/1937. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Rouse with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and a history of right nephrectomy. Her last visit was December 12th of 2022. Her biggest complaint is severe chronic fatigue and worsening of her memory. She denies any changes in shortness of breath. She does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. She has edema of the lower extremities that is stable but not worse. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No recent illnesses. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does make good urine output, and it is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. Hydrochlorothiazide has been discontinued. Metoprolol has been discontinued. Her Zoloft is increased from 50 milligram daily to 100 milligram daily. She's also off vitamin B complex, vitamin D3 tablets also. Physical examination, weight 190 pounds, pulse 58, and blood pressure 114 over 48. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 20th of 2023. Her creatinine is 2.3, and the estimated GFR is 20. Previous level was 2.0, the one before that 1.9, and the one prior to that was 2.7, which was the highest we had seen, and that was in December. We've been asking her to have lab studies done monthly from December forward, and she's been doing so. She did indicate she may not want to do dialysis, even if the creatinine got low enough that it was indicated. Her albumin is 3.6, calcium 8.5, sodium 141, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus 4.5, intact parathyroid hormone 145.7. Hemoglobin is 10.0, normal white count, platelet count 148,000. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, no current uremic symptoms. She does have anemia of chronic disease, and that could account for the chronic fatigue. Congestive heart failure is stable, and history of right nephrectomy. We have asked the patient to continue having monthly labs done. She should follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. She did indicate she was not interested in hemodialysis or any other form of dialysis if that became necessary, but we would discuss that further if symptoms would progress. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.